All at the close of day three, Leicestershire are chasing the 325 to win. They're 11 for it without loss, but the day has been set up by Benny Howell's maiden first-class 100. It's been quite a week for you, hasn't it?
It's been a great week. Married and then getting 100. It's been brilliant. I think we're in a great position for the bowlers to come out tomorrow and hopefully put them under some pressure.
And let's not forget, you had a key role in the T20 on Tuesday as well, with 30-odd not out and a couple of wickets and a catch. But today, when was the last time you batted for 4 hours like that?
Good question. Years ago now, yeah. It's been a while, so no, it's lovely to get 100 today.
And in terms of the match situation, it was very important, because without Ian, everybody else pushed one up the order, and you must have been conscious that Leicestershire, with a couple of wickets, would have been into an area where they would have fancied bowling Gloucestershire out.
Exactly. I think it definitely was a lot more responsibility on my shoulders with Coey being out, but yeah, to work hard. I think if we worked hard, we knew that runs would come later on in the day. And Kieran played brilliantly, and so did Maxi Klinger, which supported me very well. And it's been a good day for us.
Was it all about concentration and discipline?
100%, yeah. I mean, we just thought if we can stay disciplined for most of the day and keep getting the bowlers coming back, we'd cash in later on in the day.
And as it proved, after tea, there was a definite change of gear. Was there a chat at tea about that?
Not at all. Same things. We just thought the same things. I think it's just the way cricket goes. Sometimes, you're thinking the same things and you're scoring a lot quicker. It's just the way it happens. I think Kieran definitely looked more positive against the spin, which put them a little bit on the back foot. And, luckily the ball came out the middle a bit better after tea.
Well, I think it was 156 balls to get to 50 and then 47 balls to get from 50 to 100.
Oh, that's great then, isn't it? Should do that more often.
But now, having had a little bit of a clatter of wickets after you were out, the game is beautifully poised, isn't it? Leicestershire has still got an interest in this, but you must think that with the pitch playing as it is, there are 10 wickets there for you.
100%. I think both teams are still in the game, definitely. Definitely see a result tomorrow. We just got to. I think it's the team who stays patient as long as possible. The team who stays with it the longest, I think, is going to come out on top.
And people are walking just past now saying that bowlers like you and Kieran maybe on Saturday may be more important because the pitch is slow.
Yeah, definitely. With catches in front, like you saw they did, it's very hard to score. So they're going to want to win, I think. So if we can restrict their scoring as much as we can, I think the wickets will come. So it'll be a hard day tomorrow, but we're up for it.
And from your point of view, what was the most satisfying thing about the 100? Was it getting there? Was it how you got there?
I think everything about it. I just think getting 100 was brilliant. I haven't scored 100 first class 100, so the first time I did it was just great.
Has it sunk in?
Not quite yet, no.
I think you'll be smiling for a few days after it, because it was a very important knock. It was a long knock, and it was one that people sort of around the ground were going with you as you were getting towards the three figures.
I definitely felt the support from the crowd, so I'm really, really grateful for that. And when I got the 100, I could hear all the guys and all the supporters supporting me, so that was great.
Just a win now would top it off, wouldn't it? Because you then feel you've really contributed towards the
100%.
Result.
100%. A win's all we're thinking about now, so let's hope we do that tomorrow.